Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
In Lauren Lake's courtroom, there is no nonsense.
Stuff away when you hate
but
it.
I said I'm a lady. Don't talk when I'm talking.
Just results.
Mr. Jackson, you are the father.
Live it, own it, be it. You see it?
Listen to Lauren Lake's Paternity Court on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. This is Zach Selwyn. Welcome to the Audio Up News Network. I'm hanging out with Liam Farrell, who's in Brooklyn. What's up, dude?
What's going on, everybody? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. Got any weekend plans, my friend?
Let's see.
That's a no.
No, not really. No.
That is a farting COVID around. No.
COVID, yeah.
I understand. How about you? Well, yeah, I'm going to Austin, Texas to record a podcast with Kinky Friedman. He's going to be playing a character in the Uncle Drank Totally Hammered podcast.
Oh, no
way. Very exciting. Yeah, he lives on a ranch 2 hours south of Austin on the border. Apparently, it's an old, like, camp that he turned into his residence, and I could not be more excited.
Nice. Well, that'll be fun. Get some good barbecue and
Maybe. That'd be great.
Pop the wall or something.
Maybe tomorrow night. That's my plan.
Yeah,
because I have one night in Austin, then I go down to his ranch. I'm spending the night there. It's gonna get squirrely.
Yeah, real spooky. Well, cheers, my friend.
Cheers to you, Liam. A lot going on this week. Kind of a tempestuous news cycle, which is why we're going to start this one with Zach Explains Sports to Liam. Now we all know I am a sports freak, Liam. You know nothing. In what sport is a football bat used?
UFC, right?
You got it. All right. See, you're already learning. So let's see what's going on in sports. Huge day this week when the NBA protested the horrible shootings of Jacob Blake by basically refusing to play in a game and almost decided to cancel the whole postseason. LeBron James stepped in and said, "Guys, we have to do this. We're gonna go through with this." Pretty heavy stuff, really intense. So that's what's happening following the Milwaukee news. The Bucks and the Milwaukee Brewers also did not play. So it was a pretty powerful thing yesterday, I think. Who knows if it'll spark any change, but hopefully it will. No comedy here. That's just real shit.
Yeah, no. Honestly, LeBron James, masterclass in leadership. Like,
ooh.
The epitome of role model for everybody.
Not bad. More than an athlete, the LeBron James masterclass. Unlike the Charles Barkley masterclass, where you learn to get drunk and throw people through barroom windows.
Yes, and that has been the masterclass that I've had a subscription to for the past 15 years. So
yes.
I'm going to switch
it up.
OnlyFans account to LeBron.
See if your life gets any better. Speaking of OnlyFans, did you see that former Disney actress Bella Thorne made $2 million on her OnlyFans?
What?
In a day? Yeah.
No, I heard a bunch of people chirping about it, but I wasn't quite sure who they were talking about.
She was on some show. I don't know. She was a beautiful young lady. You know, apparently big Showtime parents kind of forced into the business, taking advantage of your typical Hollywood story. But then she got into a little bit of a darker side, a little sexual, a little like, you know, maybe put out an album with some suggestive lyrics. And she's pretty... beautiful lady, and I don't know what she did, but she made $2 million on OnlyFans, whereas my OnlyFans, I managed to scrape together $13.
Nice. Well, that'll get you a Chipotle rice bowl.
That'll work. I'll take it. I mean, you know, I didn't film from my head up. I was only from chest down.
Nice.
That's all they wanted to see.
Yeah.
So that's sports. There you go. You understand it now?
I think I get it. Yep.
Ah.
I'm gonna apply.
All right, yeah, go apply for sports. Good job, man. You're now officially a Yankee fan. Make yourself a Yankee fan, you'll be happy.
Yes, I hear all Yankee fans are happy all the time.
Yeah, that's the truth. Happy birthday to Sean Connery. Turned 90 yesterday.
Yes.
Do you do a Sean Connery impersonation?
I do not. No, I always end up sounding like the fat bastard from one of the Austin Powers films. Mm. Yeah.
Well, all we ever do is walk around the office here in L.A., and Jared, every time you do something good, he goes, "Show the man now, dog!"
So that's, is that from The Rock?
No, I think it was from Finding Forrester or something.
Oh.
He taught some like kid from the street how to write and read and do something, and once he, you know, so that became like the perennial saying for like an older guy trying to be cool.
Okay.
You're the man now, dog!
See, I always figured everybody, like, universally sort of around the world knows him for one, like, iconic role, and that is The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Well, I mean, is there any other movie than that? Yeah, that was a big one, you know. Oh, there, that whole James Bond thing. But at this point,
he was in that.
I mean, here's another Connery quote I like to say from a movie where he was a doctor. It was called... It was in the rainforest or something with Madeline Stowe or something. He goes, "I've found the cure for the disease of the 20th century and I've lost it." And then she says, "You found the cure for cancer?" That's a real quote. That's two. That's two.
Did it end up being cancer that he found the cure for?
I think so, but he couldn't figure it out or something. I've lost it. Who was
Damn
it?
Madeline Janet.
Damn it, Janet. And then, of course, SNL cool Jeopardy, Celebrity Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah. Suck it, Trebek.
That's as good as mine. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was good. And you told me he turned down the role of Gandalf in Lord of the Rings? Wow.
Yeah, apparently. So he was offered the role. They gave him first look, and he read the script. Apparently, he had never heard of Tolkien, and he just didn't quite understand it, and he passed.
Wow.
Which was, from all accounts, a $500 million mistake, because
that's a lot of
Ian McKellen has made $500 million off of the trilogy.
Has he really?
$500 million. Yeah.
That is a $500,000 mistake. I can't think of a mistake I've made in my life that's a $500,000 mistake.
No.
$500 million or $500,000?
$500 million.
Oh my God.
Billion.
You're not the man now, dog. You blew that one, didn't you?
Yeah.
And Ian McKellen's just like, "Oh, Sean."
He's just hanging out with Patrick Stewart, just like riding Ferris wheels and eating edibles, living his best life.
Aging British Men.
Love him.
That's a movie. Where's that movie? Aging British Men. Ian McKellen.
He should make it.
Is McKellen Scottish?
I don't know. He might be Scottish. That's a great question.
Huh. Well, yeah, just get all those guys together in a room and give them, like, a bottle and say, like, "All right, good luck."
Yeah, it's like that movie, what is it, Old Dogs with, like, Tim Allen and John Travolta.
Oh, you mean Wild Hogs?
Wild Hogs. Did I say Old Dogs?
Yeah.
Wild Hogs. Yeah, where they just drive around motorcycles.
Fantastic
and say,
movie. Cool shit. Ray Liotta's in it, like, as the badass making fun of me. Look at these guys. Wild Hogs.
Old Blue Eyes Leota.
Yeah. Chantix. Bring me a Chantix.
Oh, yeah. He's a spokesperson for that, right?
Yeah. The e-cigarette that got him to quit smoking or something. I don't even know what it is.
We should get him on the show.
Oh, I'd love to. I love Ray Liotta.
He's got a darkness behind his eyes. Oh, so I'd love to dive into.
Did you do this for yourself, Ray? Field of Dreams. What an actor.
Oh, my God. The best.
So we have, he's 90. Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
But he's retired. Big ups. I don't think he even works anymore.
Yeah. I did a quick, IMDb of him, and, his last movie was in 2012, I believe. So he's kicking it. He doesn't need to do anything else.
No, I'm sure that his James Bond movie money and all that other stuff has done just fine for Shawnee Cons, of course.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones's father as well. Rewatched that recently. It totally holds up. Yeah. Holds up. I remembered my Charlemagne. May my weapons be the guns in the hands and the birds in the sky. Dad, how'd you sleep with her? What? I'm assuming as the next man. Dad, I was the next man.
Nice,
there you go. Anyway, what else is going on? The RNC, the Republican National Convention. Your boy, Donald Trump Jr. What a speech.
Did you see this?
I saw highlights of it. I couldn't bring myself to watch this thing.
I mean, you went to college. You know what being around people that are on cocaine are like.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty clear to anybody who saw it. People are talking, everyone's saying he was getting into the Colombian flake in the green room right before he walked out.
Really? So what were the signs that he was high on coke?
I mean, his eyes were completely gone. They were bloodshot. They were watering. It looked like he was crying. He was very animated with his hands. He's doing the thing that his dad does where he plays an invisible accordion.
Oh, I love that.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah. He like makes the shrinking box and brings it out more. Yeah.
I know this is a podcast, but
yeah, if you can
home,
see it, he's nailing it. Liam is nailing it.
I'm nailing it right now. Yeah.
Trump. Yeah. So he did that move.
DTJ. But the crazy thing is, it wasn't live. None of this was live. They had several takes to do this, and the one that we all saw was apparently the best take.
That's horrifying. I'm going to go rewatch it because I didn't know it was not live, first of all. Part of the performance is do it live. You know, this isn't like Britney Spears lip-syncing at the VMAs. Like, get out there.
Nope.
Get on stage. Prove that you're a freaking leader, you schmuck.
Exactly.
Why didn't he do it live? He just can't do it. He can't pull it off.
I mean, they could. I mean, it's just a risk they don't need to take. They, have all morning to do it, and then they just find the best take and put it out because nobody's, there's no crowds or anything. But we're got to have the internet was a buzz, rumors, and of course, it made it to the morning talk shows, and Trump Jr. said he blamed it on the bright lights.
God damn
which,
it!
I mean, you're a showbiz guy. Sometimes the lights can be a little bit.
Now, the lights are your friend because they block the crowd from you. You're just staring into an abyss when you're on stage. There's nothing there. You don't have to pretend there's even an audience there. It's fantastic.
Exactly.
So you use the lights. I'm disappointed in this whole thing. Could you imagine doing coke with that guy anyway? Like, could you imagine getting stuck at like a bathroom with that guy 4 in the morning?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm loud and annoying enough that I'm not a cocaine user, but I've been around enough to know that it's not fun, and I just would not want to be hanging around with him doing cocaine.
Yeah, I agree, man. As my stepfather told me when I was about 7 years old, he said, "Hey, man, don't do cocaine. It's an expensive way to get nervous."
That's great advice, and it's also great advice for a 7-year old.
A 7-year old, yeah. At that moment, I'm like, well, I'm not doing drugs.
Yeah. I'm just picturing him in some hotel suite, just blasting Third Eye Blind and screaming Aquaman quotes in your ear.
Yeah, that is a DT. That's a party with Donald Trump Jr. Is he the one who's the one who got divorced recently?
Yeah, and his girlfriend spoke at the convention too. I can't remember her name, but
Kimberly Guilfoyle. They're saying she's like the breakout star of the RNC convention.
She's a breakout something, but I don't know about.
Is she a real housewife?
Yeah, she should be.
I don't even know who she is.
Real Housewives of Schenectady, New York.
One of their least popular spinoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
What else is going on here? Elon Musk is debuting a working Neuralink device today, which is interesting. This thing is like a high resolution with high bandwidth brain machine interface. It's like the internet without screens. Like he's trying to invent something where you can like look everything up into your brain. I don't understand what this is. This is some Matrix shit.
That's exactly right. I've been following this story closely because...
Okay.
Basically, think about looking at a phone, looking at a laptop, whatever, screens in general. That's going to become obsolete very quickly, faster than we know. So this whole Neuralink thing started to help people who are deaf or maybe are paralyzed due to some neurological disorder. They go into your brain, they add some little bots and whatever, and they fix it. It's been phenomenal. Like they've been really like groundbreaking technology.
Wow.
But why stop there?
Okay.
Kind of thing, right? Like why not just have Spotify pumped your daily mix pumped into your brain every day?
Do you really think this is going to work? Screens are going to become obsolete and people are going to be willing to do this?
Within the next 5 years.
Really?
That's not even a joke. I mean, it's going to be for a lot of people. And I think it's going to create these two separate classes. There's going to be the people that are connected to the Neuralink that can just go to any country, speak whatever language because they don't need to translate or anything. It's all just automatically processed in their brain chip. And then there's going to be people who are like, I'm not letting them put a chip in. I like freedom and all that stuff. Just going to be left in the dust, my friend.
Dude. Well, it's all like
Black
that movie.
Mirror episodes.
It is. It sounds like a Black Mirror. It's like that movie with Tobey Maguire when they're all in black and white and then they turn and you like can choose to go color. Pleasantville, yeah. And all the people who were the old school guys are like, why would you do that to yourself, man?
Yep.
It was kind of a fucked up movie. But, dude, if I have to choose between a Neuralink and not a Neuralink, I'm going with not a Neuralink.
Well, I will see you later.
You're like, I'm going to the future, in, baby. I'm going to the future. Right. Not me. I can't risk it until there's at least a beta.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes. I'm not going to just be an I'll be a medium adapter. I won't be an early adapter. I'll see how many brains it fries. But
right. It's before it comes to get us.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. Ads in your brains, porn in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Google Glass did not work.
It's just another screen.
Ah, you're right. Don't you think people need a visual, though, to go along with a lot of their stuff?
Dude, your brain, your eyes is are receptive. Your brain receives the information that you're from your eyes, so they'll be able to just pump. I think everyone will start walking around with the time and date up in the corner. They'll have the weather, the temperature, all that stuff. It'll just be, instead of having to look at your phone, it'll just automatically be.
So it's the beginning of roboticizing our entire civilization.
One way to look at it. The other way is like the singularity is inevitable. Like we've already created all this AI. There's all these like Boston Technica or whatever it is, like all these bots that are running around. And instead of waiting for the war to happen where we have to fight all the robots, why don't we just merge with them now?
Mm, I like it.
You know?
I'm
optimistic.
Well, I'm excited to get this podcast going in like 6 weeks when you have a Neuralink installed in your brain and you're like seeing, you know, futuristic worlds and visions that I'm not.
I won't even have to say it. I won't even have to talk on the podcast. I can just...
You'll just think it and it'll come through.
Yep.
That's pretty funny. Very funny and very interesting. I was not aware of this. And it comes out today. So if anyone out there is on this right now or using it, let us know. We'd love to hear how it's going and what the best porn sites are. And can you clear your history? Can you clear your history? That's the big question.
I hope so.
I've got a lot of history up in my brain I'd like to clear. A lot of long nights with Donald Trump Jr. in the bathroom. Speaking of drugs, Trump said he's going to demand that Joe Biden takes a drug test before the debates. What is this all about?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just fronting. He's just trying to like stir the pot a little bit. I mean, I think they're both on whatever old people pharmaceuticals that they're on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I totally support it. I think if either of them tests positive for drugs, if one does and the other doesn't, then the other has to take the same drug. So they're both on an even playing field.
Now that's
fair.
There's
no reason to.
Yeah, it's like baseball. Like if you test positive for steroids, you got to get kicked out or else you make everybody in the league do it and see how it evens the playing field.
Is that that's I'm not a sports guy. That's the baseball rule, right?
Yeah, 100%. Everybody but they should just allow everything. So I always used to argue, you know, like, do you think steroids should be legal? I said, you know, if they said to me, here's a pill or here's something that you can take, and it guarantees that you will write the next great American novel. Would you do it? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know, what's the long-term effects? My kidneys explode when I'm 84. It's all right. I'll get another one. I'm going to Neuralink upload another one.
Who wants to go too much farther past 84?
Anyway? I think you're right. I think that's about when it's time to shut it down. If you're lucky to get that far. that's fucking funny. What else is happening in that story? So he was saying he wants them to get drug tested. Sure. What happens if they both test negative?
If they both test negative, I think what they should do is they should go out to all the Vice News correspondents that are in the audience reporting on the debate, have them empty their pockets, and all of the contents have to be split up and consumed by both candidates.
All right. You need to take a Mandrax. You're on all this speed. You take all this. You just smoke all this weed. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Somebody a crocodile because they were just like embedded with ISIS in like the Ukraine or whatever. I don't know. Those are all kinds. Those Vice guys are crazy.
Those Vice dudes are nuts. Oh, yeah, I think if you test negative, you cannot be a Vice reporter. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
You have to have a positive drug test to write or produce for that company.
Yep.
Everyone I know who's ever worked there is like, yeah, I was at this shoot with, you know, Post Malone. We were doing boho till 4 and smoking weed and doing, and then he starts wanting to work on some music. I'm like, you're 40. Like, how are you doing this?
It is crazy. Yeah, I went to a Vice like holiday party one year because one of my clients got us in, and it was this band Onomatogoochi opened for Rick Ross, and I was enjoying the show. I turned around and Johnny Knoxville was standing behind me. I said, "Hey, Johnny." He's like, "Oh, hey, it's a normal guy." And then I turn around again. He's just sobbing, crying, and I wanted to leave him alone. I didn't know why.
Oh, the band wasn't terrible, or he was just having a moment.
No, it was Rick Ross. It was like Push It to the Limit. It was,
dude, that's
I don't know why. Wow. I just left him alone. I didn't want to bother him.
I went up to Johnny Knoxville in L.A. once. He was hammered at this bar, and I was like, "Hey, man, here's my band." I gave him a CD, and he was like, "All right, dude, that's awesome." And he reaches in his pocket. He goes, "What do I have for you?" And he just gave me like 5 pills out of his pockets.
Nice.
And he said, "Just take those." And I was like, "Thanks, man." And I just trashed him. I'm like, I have no idea what this guy just gave me. It was obviously some sort of speed. I mean, that dude was out of his mind.
You do not need jackass pills.
No. And that was like probably at the beginning of the end for that whole show, you know?
Yikes. Yeah, I mean, not many people made it out of that very well. I mean, Steve-O's doing well.
Yeah, because he got sober.
Good. He got sober.
Johnny's doing good. His production company's kicking ass. I don't know how his personal life is, but...
Yeah.
Then one guy died. Bam's kind of done, right?
Dude, Bam is a mess. I've heard a couple podcasts where he's been the guest, and he'd probably do our podcast, to be honest.
That's how low it is.
He would probably...
We could get Bam Margera on this show.
100%. Well, he had his own show on MTV, like Viva La Bam, and he bought this big mansion from all his jackass and skateboarding money. That's now on Airbnb. You can rent that.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just too much money, too many drugs, too much fun, too young.
Yep.
Yeah, too easy. Just too easy for that guy. That's what happens. You don't put in any work, you fucking blow that shit quickly. Anyway, shout out to all the Jackass alumni. Chris Pontius. Who's the guy who died? There was one guy who passed away driving home from one of my favorite
Ryan
bars.
Dunn. He was the man. Yeah.
One of my favorite bars in LA that I used to go to. I think that was his final stop that night.
Oh, no way.
Bummer. Yeah, except my bartender buddies was there. Anyway, you know who else is not doing well? We've talked about her a lot. Brittany. Yeah. Brittany, she's trying to get out. Remember, we talked about Brittany trying to get out her dad out of her trust or whatever the hell it is. So now she's got her younger sister who's going to inherit this fortune if she dies. So now the whole family is just saying, "All right, Brittany, I need more money."
Leeches everywhere, Zach.
Leeches.
Leeches.
Did you watch the Whitney Houston documentary, Whitney?
I did not.
Leeches everywhere.
Really? Did I just accidentally quote Whitney?
No, but that... it was amazing. Like, she had, you know, a staff of like 100 people, and 40 of them were like quote unquote related to her, you know, including her two brothers who had like $185,000 salary to basically go on the road with her and like get her pills when she needed it. It was crazy, man. So
good luck, Brittany. Rest in peace, Whitney. I'm a poet, I didn't know it, but I honestly think that this would make a great Netflix docuseries. To binge, like just watching like the inner workings of her family and all the drama, sort of like a Tiger King kind of thing. They start so working true. On it now. Yeah,
you know, white trash with money is scary. Always.
Yeah.
You know.
I think if they get on this now, we can have it in time for COVID-26.
Yeah. The next lockdown.
Yes.
The next lockdown, we'll be ready to go. Although I'm just going to be watching. During that one, Scooby-Doo episodes, because it's sad to report that Joe Ruby, the creator of the great Scooby-Doo, has died at age 87.
Yes.
Wow. Anything to say about this? I mean, this was a huge show for me growing up.
Big show. I mean, I feel like it transcended generations. There was...
Yeah.
I don't know how many seasons it lasted, but there were several movies beyond the actual cartoon. It's a big loss for the cartoon and mystery community. His family said it was natural causes.
Right.
But I say, I think he probably would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Well, Scooby, are you there?
So when I was first in college and right after college, I joined a sketch comedy group and I played Shaggy, like a drugged out Shaggy. It was like one of my first characters I really did on stage. And I used to go like, oh, like, hey, Scoob. No one in here but us chickens. Yeah, us chickens. I don't get it. Like, what's not to get, Scoob? That's about all I had. Then I would talk about how I got in a threesome with Daphne and Velma. Zoinks! Oh
God. How hot would that be?
Kilfs, bro. Kilfs.
Kilfs.
You know? Kilfs, so rest in peace to my boy Joe Ruby. Thanks for all the laughs. Scooby, always so the two highest cartoon characters ever, Shaggy and Scooby.
And before that, it was like socially acceptable for people to be high. Mm-hmm. Maybe they would get out of the van and there would be smoke coming out. And
yeah, just, puffs, just never said clouds of smoke.
Yeah. Those who knew, knew.
Right. Yeah. And they were always hungry and, you know the name of the game. Scooby Snacks. You ever eat those? They made those, didn't they?
I don't know. I always wondered if they would taste more like dog treats or if they would taste more like human treats.
I'm going to go with human. Cliff Bar. Yeah, I'm going to go with human because a human will eat a human treat and so will a dog, but only a dog will eat a dog treat. Unless Shaggy was just so high he didn't care.
Yeah, and then also like, you know how you get like dog or cat food and it's like, salmon flavored or like steak flavored. Like how do they know who tests it to make sure that it's flavored that way?
Ugh, you're right. Yeah, that's really gross. Someone's got to be there like going, all right, I'll do it. Guys, I'll do it. We drew straws. You would do it?
I would do it for
money.
It's probably not too time consuming. I'd do it for $30,000 a year and health insurance.
Huh?
And then I could just have a side gig.
That's all you need, huh? $30,000 a year. All right.
I mean, it's not 8 hours. You know, it's not eight.
Right.
Hours
it's
a day.
One it's one little treat a day.
Yeah. Check in once a week. Try the new flavors. Give your feedback.
And go chicken back. Liver dumpling. What do you think? Delicious.
Yeah.
Tilapia.
Roll it up into a burrito. Yeah.
Yeah. Just mix it in. It goes fine in this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of snacks, new Girl Scout cookie flavor announced. My daughter was very excited. But here's my thing. It's a French toast flavored cookie, and the title of the cookie, because they always have these clever names for their cookies, like the Thin Mint and the Samoa, which should be canceled, by the way. Samoans are very angry. It's called Toast Yay.
Like Toast Yay?
Toast Yay. That's the name of the cookie. So some marketing genius at the Girl Scout cookie, whiteboard was sitting there going, what do we got, guys? What do we got? And people threw out all their options, and that's what won. Toast,
did they just
yay!
Have the Girl Scouts kick it or pick it?
I know, maybe. Someone turned to their creator and went, that's it. Genius. We got them. I want 100 boxes sold by the weekend. Toast. Yay!
Toast. I would try. I mean, French toast is French toast, and they've already made it into cereal, and it's been okay, but I would try it in a cookie form.
Sure. Why not? I eat it. Did they do a Girl Scout cookie cereal?
They did a French toast cereal. Oh, wait a minute. Zach, that's a great idea.
It has to
Girl
have
Scout
been done.
Cookie cereal.
Are you Googling it right now?
No, I'm looking at you Googling it because I saw your.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up here. Let's see here. See if we're onto a great genius idea for it's been made. They made
it. We might have to cut this part out.
In fact,
and get all the money for ourselves.
In October 2016. Girl Scout cookie cereal was announced by a limited edition, two flavor run, Thin Mints and Caramel Crunch. Ooh. That's it?
They didn't go. I mean, I've said this before. They need to stick with my idea of thick mints because I'm body positive and Thin Mints is not creating a good.
So we got to cancel Girl Scout cookies. Thin Mints, just totally body
cancel
shaming.
Cancel Samoas.
Cancel
Thin Mints.
That's it. And toast, that's why Toast Yay made it through. They're like, that's pretty good. That's safe.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, that's a good week of news right there. And I think that's going to wrap up this week's Audio Up News Network. Liam, anything to add before we roll into the weekend?
No, just that I'm continuing to pray and say the rosary for Britney Spears, and I hope she gets solace.
Toast Yay. Couldn't agree more. And We'll be back. Actually, we are probably taking Monday off because I will be traveling. So it will not be a Monday episode unless you want to handle it yourself, Liam. I will give you full rein. You want to do it?
Ooh. Yeah. Shoot me an email. I will do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look for Liam's solo debut on Monday. We're all very excited.
It's going to be weird.
This is going to be like when David Lee Roth left Van Halen, man.
It'll be a guided meditation.
Yeah, just – what did he do? He led a meditations. This is horrible. We'll see you guys next week. Have a good weekend, y'all. Adios.
Namaste.
Hi, I'm Jingle Jared. In my former occupation, I was the biggest jingle writer of all time. Now, I'm looking for a new job, speaking to every entrepreneur that I can find so I can find out what it's like to transition from one career to another. All of this expert advice has become the bedrock for a podcast I'm calling Occupational Therapy. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Dennis Quaid, and I want to tell you about a new show I've produced that I know you're going to love. It's called The Pet Show, and well, it's a show about pets, dogs, cats, snakes, birds, and our relationship with these animals. It's the podcast with a purpose.
Listen to The Pet Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.